BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Today's podcast is a weapon. I do need to start with an apology, though. Earlier on the show, I turned off Mistletoe and Wine by Sir Cliff Richard halfway through, because I wasn't sure whether that was what the radio audience should be listening to or wanted to hear.
I think it's a fair point. Also, very bold from you.
Yeah, but he is Sir Cliff, and maybe I regret it a little bit now, so sorry to him. Also, more people tell us why they should be the owner of the Scott Mills Show fragrance, Love You By, Scott. And David Guetta gets a call from superfan Steve. This time, Steve, actually Chris, attempts some French at David Guetta, and it just gets really awkward. Also, some extra David Guetta stuff that you didn't hear on the main show on Radio 1 today. And we've got a classic tap end for you, which is only for you lovely podcast listeners. It's from A Christmas Gone By. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hope you're good today. It's Scott. I've got a good show for you, including when David Guetta met superfan Steve. Oh, God.
Well, we've wanted this for a while, haven't we? The idea that superfan Steve could meet David Guetta is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
So what we do is we tell a pop star that we are putting them through on the phone to one of their biggest fans. It's actually Chris next door. They don't know that. And it's the most awkward chat that a fan could ever have with a pop star. This one, it's a new level, a whole new level of awkward. You can hear it at 3:10. I was sweating as it was happening.
Yeah. Good to hear superfan Steve attempting a bit of French, though.
Yep. So here's the beginning bit. Hello, who's there?
Bonjour, je m'appelle Steve.
Bonjour, Steve. Ça va bien?
OK, on va. Okay.
Steve, you like, haven't done French for a while, no?
No.
Oh, God. David Guetta, who didn't really know what was going on, at 3:10, meeting superfan Steve.
Scott Mills.
So, on Thursday, Greg James is attempting to hold the ultimate Christmas party in South Oxfordshire for a group of young carers that really, really deserve a break and deserve a good Christmas party. And it's all being provided by you. We've got the venue, and you lot have been brilliant so far at doing most of the work on this.
Well, this is what's so lovely about it, is everyone rallying around to get everything that's going to make this party unforgettable for an amazing group of people. I love that we're all getting involved in this. I love everyone's pitching in, everyone's got into the spirit of it. So Christmassy.
It is. We've got literally so many people helping, so thank you if you have. And you still can, if you go to the Radio 1 website, details there of how you can maybe help give these kids the perfect Christmas party. We've got table decorations, we've got glitter, we've got toys, we've got a slush puppy machine, we've got an elfie booth, we've got loads of mince pies, like hundreds, we've got some presents, we've got a snow globe, we've got balloons, we've got Christmas jumpers and lights, we've got Jax Jones doing a DJ set, of course we have. Loads of Radio 1 DJs are going to be there. Can you help in any way for this party for young carers? It'd be great if you could. Get in touch.
So I'm looking at it from our point of view. We are going to be there. So you have offered to get dressed up as the crab from Strictly. This was your most famous dance when you were on Strictly Come Dancing.
Well, I was listening to Greg's show the other morning, and someone suggested let's throw it back to 2014 and get the crab out of retirement. And yeah. If people want that, then I'll do it. There's a slight problem. I don't know where the original costume is. I think at some point it may have been auctioned off to charity. Then they sent it back. And then yeah. I don't know where it is.
So I guess what we need help with, and if anyone's listening can help with this, we need to get hold of a crab fancy dress. If we can't get hold of a crab, I mean, a lobster would do, wouldn't
same,
it?
Same.
I mean, it's close enough.
Yeah, but I need the full red outfit. I need the claws. So if there's any fancy dress shops listening, or maybe you just are in possession of a crab
red
costume.
Face paint as well.
Red face paint.
That.
Yeah.
And we're doing it as properly as we can. Maybe you can make the crab outfit.
Yeah. And also, if you can make it a medium, because I've lost a few pounds since then. Thank you.
Medium?
Medium, yeah.
Yeah.
How rude.
No, I'm just saying.
Yes, like, medium.
Okay.
It's a medium. Get in touch. On the Radio 1 website, you'll see a big picture of Greg James in a red jumper. Click on that and let us know how you can help for the ultimate Christmas party for the young carers of Oxfordshire this Thursday.
Scott Mills.
I'll tell you what, loads of people have been downloading the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, because this week we're putting some extra classic bits on it. So yesterday, from quite a few years ago, it was the story of Chris's teenage years, which he used to do on the show called 24 Years at the Tap End. The Christmas special was on that. I was getting loads of messages last night on social media from people going, Oh, made me really emotional. If you want the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, it's all the best bits of the show without the music. It's available on the BBC Sounds app. Get the Sounds app for free. Search Scott Mills Daily. I had a lot of messages. On today's one, extra stuff that you won't hear on the show, there's another 24 Years at the Tap End, and also extra bits, some really interesting extra bits of David Guetta, which you won't hear on air today. So get it, all the extra stuff, BBC Sounds app, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Rachel, it really got you, didn't it?
It did. It really did. I had all the feels.
What did you love?
Just rehearing 24 Years at the Tap End, because I was at uni when it was first on the radio, and so much has changed since then, and it got me really emotional.
Do you know what? I had a listen back to the Scott Mills Daily as well, Scott, because obviously we do the show. I'll be honest with you, I'm not that fussed about hearing the podcast in the evening. Well, no, because it's a bit weird. It's a bit like
We've already done it. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We've been there, we've done that, we've been there the whole time. I haven't really missed anything. But I went back to listen to it because I wanted to hear 24 Years at the Tap End, because I sort of remember writing it, but I don't remember the full story. And it was strangely emotional hearing it back.
What bit got you, Rachel?
Just the whole remembering everything and the hearing Never Had a Dream Come True, because I haven't had that in a very long time.
Explain why S Club 7 Never Had a Dream Come True is on.
Well, this was an under-18 night out in Destiny in Watford. And it was about 3 days before Christmas, when they did the under-18 Christmas special, if you will. Mm. And I'd seen a girl across the dance floor that, for this episode, I call Gladys, because I couldn't give her real name, who I'd previously danced with at my Year 8 disco, but hadn't seen since. Suddenly, I saw her across a crowded dance floor.
Here's a clip. Dooksy and Webbo just looked on as I walked over, just as the music was changing. I love this song. This is it.
Oh.
Kind of emotional.
This says Christmas to me.
As I walked near to her, her mate saw me and nudged her. Everybody's got something they had to leave behind. She turned around and said, "Hi, Chris." I was surprised she actually knew my name. It just seems to grow with time. She asked what I'd been up to and how school was and all that. I didn't have much to say back. And really out of character to me, I asked her if she'd like to dance. I sort of shot myself. Maybe it was the Red Bull talking.
Oh, good times. Great times.
I know what you mean, Rachel.
It was really emotional.
We're going to have to play that whole song now, I think.
Can we?
I think we should.
Throwback.
If you want to hear the whole of that 24 Years at the Tap End, the stories of Chris's early life, get the BBC Sounds app and go to the Scott Mills Daily. Just search for Scott Mills Daily on BBC Sounds. It's a free app. Should we play S Club, Rachel?
Yes, please.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Fully into it. S Club 7, Never Had a Dream Come True. You're right, Chris. You had a moment there.
Sorry, I was just singing along.
Do you think that would be a hit if it was released now?
Yeah. It's banger, yeah.
It is good.
That would be. Why do you think not?
I don't know.
I think it would be. I think it's just a really, really good song. Even transcends them.
What, even Rachel Stevens?
Yeah, okay.
Did anyone else stand up for the key change? Don't get key changes much anymore, do you?
No, it's just a brilliant song.
I kind of miss them. Coming up, oh wow, we really are bubbles deep now. Shakin' Stevens is on soon.
You hate him.
I don't hate him.
Scott Mills.
Yesterday, the Scott Mills Show fragrance was finally born. It was made. It all came together. I want to give it to one of you. You'll be the only person that smells this way. Francois the Nose, the man from Paris with the massive nose, the man who makes perfume smells delicious, brought in the only bottle of it in the world.
Francois, if you were to wear this perfume, you personally being a nose, being an expert, what situation would that help you out in?
Evening fragrance.
Evening fragrance.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very nice and warm, and it's long-lasting. It stays on the skin, gives a nice trail.
Do we need some kind of marketing tagline, do you think? We'll come to that. We've already sorted the name.
Yeah. Maybe we get Francois the Nose nude in the advert, stepping out of a pool,
no, you don't
beak first.
Francois, thanks for coming to see us today.
You're very welcome.
Right, so some people that wanted it yesterday, we spoke to Kyle, who worked at a sewage plant, and Harry, who hasn't got his girlfriend anything. Hayden, why do you need our show perfume, Love You by Scott?
Well, I'm a young farmer, and I don't have a lot of luck pulling, and by the sounds of what your nose was saying yesterday, I definitely need it.
This is great. How good is Francois the Nose, by the way?
Awesome. By the sounds of it.
Yeah.
He's just there with his massive
proper
nose.
Professional nose.
Yeah. Yeah, it's imagine that as a job. Like, there's people listening right now who have quite quirky jobs. Might be working on a submarine, might be, you know, loads of different jobs. Being a nose is awesome. Do you reckon he can smell weather, Scott? Do you think he can put his nose into the ground and smell storms?
Yeah, he'll know when a storm is coming.
Yeah, yeah. Because I can sort of smell it. Do you know, when a storm is coming, do you not feel that it gets a bit different in the air? Like, I've always thought I can sort of tell...
Are you a cat? Is it cows that do that?
No, it can't just be me.
Yeah,
do you get
this? My cows lay down
they
in
lie
the
down.
Field.
Yeah.
Had luck.
Well, when there's a storm, the cows lie down?
Yeah.
That's not true, is it?
That's true. Real.
Because I can sort of sniff it, but Francois the Nose, it must just be like... Like, it must just be like, do you know what I mean?
Right, cows do know... Right, you're a young farmer, Hayden. Cows do know when it's going to rain, don't they?
Well, I think so.
Yeah, they lie down. Now, are you in Norfolk?
I live in Suffolk, but I go to young farmers in Norfolk, if that makes any sort of sense.
Yeah, I knew that accent a mile off. How old are you then, Hayden?
18.
Okay. And why do you want our perfume, Love You by Scott?
Basically, I have a lot of trouble pulling at the young farmer's socials. I just think I need a trick up my sleeve, and by the sounds of your nose, I just think that would be the trick up my sleeve.
What do you smell of?
Sort of problems then. Usually, well, obviously I have a shower and stuff before I go out, but usually muck or silage.
Right, excellent. So this is the second person that's been put through to me in 2 days who wants our perfume to cover up the smell of poo.
Well, yes.
Yeah, well, what do people say to you on nights out then? So you're there, me and Scott are DJing, right, and you, everything is right apart from your smell. And what are people saying to you? Are they just avoiding you?
Well, it's either that or they're fed up with me talking about cows, so...
Yeah, so at least the scent could help one part of your whole evening.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, it sounds to me, Scott, there's a few bad-smelling people out there that we could help with the scent.
Yeah,
I mean... it sort of helps improve them.
That's not really what I had in mind. I wanted people to, like, wear it because, you know, they wanted to smell of the show.
But maybe that's our gap in the market. If we were to mass-produce this, all the other fragrances have really sexy people... on the adverts, you know, and it's like they're naked coming out of a Roman bath.
Yeah.
The scent sort of just, do you know what I mean? It's all sultry, looks at the camera. Whereas we've got matey here in a field covered in silage and smelling awful.
When we had this idea, I didn't really want our fragrance to cover up unpleasant smells because that's what air fresheners do. But yeah, okay, fine.
Scott Mills.
And may all your Christmases be.
The first ever recording of music there from Bing Crosby, White Christmas on Radio 1.
Beautiful song.
I heard Greg
sound
say...
sound really old.
Greg said it just sounds so old. So old. Is it like 1922 or something? Not that old.
I don't know. Is it the oldest famous Christmas song?
It's like the 40s, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that Hayden, young farmer. We need to help him with his love life, I think, in the new year. What are you saying?
Yeah, well, he sounds like he needs it.
Yeah. He's got trouble pulling. I think we can help you out, Hayden. We'll call you back in the new year. Hello, Megan.
Hello.
Why do you need the Scott Mills Love You By Scott perfume?
So recently, about 3 weeks ago, I broke up with my boyfriend. I've been with him for quite a long time.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's fine. It's a little bit savage. I know it's just before Christmas, and it was quite a bad idea, but it was the right thing to do. But
okay.
The situation's just got worse and worse. Because I found out that his mum, his dad, his older sister, his grandparents, they've all bought me Christmas presents.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Every single one of them has bought you.
Every one of them has bought me a separate Christmas present, and I haven't bought them anything. And so I found out that they'd also like to exchange these presents. They still want to give these presents to me.
Well, so you're still going to meet up with them?
So I have to. Well, I can't say no, can I? I can't reject these Christmas presents. So I've got to go meet up with them empty-handed and receive all these great gifts and be like, thank you very much for letting me be with your son, but I'm going to go now, and this is where the love-you-bye comes in.
Okay. See, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Well, we briefly touched on this yesterday. That actually would be a nice gift to give if you were breaking up with someone, because it is love-you-bye. That's the name of it, and it smells nice. So it is a good gift in its own right, and the message is strong.
Right, if you do go, and I think you are going to by the sounds of it, we do only have one bottle, so would they be okay, the family, to pass that round?
Well, if it's that, it is a unisex fragrance, I heard earlier, and if the gnomes have said that it is as good as it is, I'm sure they'll all be sharing it.
Yeah, Grandad can have it for like a few days and then pass it on to the mum, and you know.
Yeah, they can eat each Monday to Tuesday. One of them can have it, and the dad can have it Wednesday, Thursday, have a nice little rota going with it. I just think it'll be a nice, every time they smell it, they can just remember me.
Yeah,
well, you've really thought about this.
It's really odd, actually.
I was listening to the radio as I was driving to go do some shopping, and that's when I came across things that I probably should get them something, and the idea just popped in that it should be the Radio 1 fragrance, and every time they listen to Radio 1, they can just think about me.
Scott Mills.
Superfan Steve is on at 3:10 today with David Guetta.
We've wanted to do this for so long. The opportunity finally arose and we took it.
We recorded it yesterday. Hear what happened when Superfan Steve, actually Chris in Next Door Studio, hear how that call went at 3:10. I will issue a cringe warning right now. Christmas on radio is mad, isn't it?
What do you mean, just the songs?
It's just so weird.
It's some names that you don't really hear very often on Radio 1.
I don't think I've ever played this. Radio 1 is now playing Cliff Richard.
The child is a king, the carolers sing, the old is past, there's a new beginning. Dreams of Santa, dreams of snow.
I'm sorry, I can't do that anymore.
I don't think we're close enough
I'm
to
sorry.
Christmas for that yet.
I don't think I've even ever played it on a Christmas Day show before.
Bit much.
I'm sorry, everybody.
We let you down.
This is Radio 1. I am I'm doing Christmas Day morning again.
Play it then.
I don't want to.
But there's certain ones like that, like Cliff and Bass Hunter's one. They need to be, you know, on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and that's it.
But I've done the Christmas Day breakfast show so many times, I don't think Cliff's ever been on it. I won't put you through that again.
Scott Mills.
We need to talk about our little night out that we're having tonight.
There's loads that we've got to talk about today, including, by the way, thanks for breaking that Mourinho news to me earlier. That really annoyed me, actually. Yeah, that's massive, massive football news. It shouldn't be coming from you.
I really, really enjoy it because I'm on Twitter a lot or Instagram and I see it and I'm like, right, I'm going to get in before Chris, hopefully before Chris sees it. So this morning, 10 a.m. on the dot, I put, Mourinho's gone. He went, has he? I'm like, yeah, off. He's like, oh, thanks for the update. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it honestly, know this, that every time you send me the news, it annoys me because I find, you know what you're doing as well. You want to make it really clear that you know before I do.
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Something that you don't really care about.
Yeah. Tonight, nothing says Christmas like a Lebanese meal.
I can't wait, mate.
We're going out.
We're going to
have
great
shawarma. We're going to have fattoush. We're going to have tabbouleh. We're going to have all of it, all the meats. Can't wait.
Mate, it's going to be great. And
one of my favourite cuisines.
It's like a little team outing that we're doing tonight.
Yeah.
And I don't know much about what's going on, but you've promised me great food and great entertainment.
Well, I've gone Lebanese with you before, haven't I?
You did, yeah.
Just one time. But we've always said we're going to do it again. And tonight, me and him are Lebanese in together.
It's going to be wonderful, yeah. We're going Lebanese.
Scott Mills.
Time to open another door on the WhoVent calendar. It's a Christmas version of your advent calendar, but just with loads of hoes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's open the next door.
Ho, ho, ho! The WhoVent calendar with Scott Mills. Oh, what's behind number 18?
Mushroom, mushroom.
Badger, badger, mushroom, mushroom from the early days of the internet.
Hello! Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Andy.
Hello there.
Hello.
Right, so you're in Maidstone. You are machine driving today. You listen to us every day, and your Christmas party is on Friday. I've got a lot of info about you here, Andy.
Yeah, can't wait till Friday. Break up as well, so...
All right, is that last day, is it, Friday?
Yeah, last day, so it should be all right. Good night.
Do me a favour and put me on Christmas Day morning, would you? I'll be here. No.
Oh.
All right, we've got a bit of a hangover that day, I reckon.
Yeah, but you can still put the radio on. Let's be playing Christmas songs.
I'll be asleep,
won't I? Oh,
yeah. Come on, Andy, you're making excuses here. I'll be. Do you know what, Scott? I'll turn on the radio for you.
Okay, thank you. You're not here, but I'll be here, and I'll play all the festive songs.
Can we say the amazing story about 1 year when I wasn't here?
Yeah.
Okay. So for a couple of years, I did Christmas Day with Scott, and then I thought, well, I'm going to not come in on Christmas Day because I wanted to enjoy Christmas Eve and all of that.
So you took the day off.
So I took the day off. And the first year I did this, we both received a message from one of our bosses at the time just saying, sounding really good
lads
at the moment, guys.
He wasn't
Christmas.
Here.
Now, I wasn't here and received this text message from Ben, but got all the credit for being there.
He's not our boss anymore.
No. And I got all the credit for being there. However, I was in bed.
Yeah, so clearly wasn't listening. Right, Andy, you've got Superfan Steve. I know you're a fan of Superfan Steve. David Guetta gets the call at 3:10. Make sure you're listening for that, even if you can't be bothered to listen to me on Christmas Day, all right?
Proper cringe.
Oh, we'll listen to that, don't worry, I'll listen.
Thanks, Andy. Okay, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. Oh, I'm going to lose again.
You've got to update your music, Scott.
Yeah. Lady Gaga, The Edge of Glory. It's a good song.
It's a massive, massive song. It's peak you, Scott.
Oh.
I don't know. You and Andy don't seem to have hit it off too well. Anyway, look, Andy, I'm going to offer you my banger's choice now, and it's this. I think this guy is like one of the most talented people ever. This is Wretch 3-2, but also featuring Example, another one of the most talented musicians that's ever existed.
Ever.
This is Unorthodox. Choice is yours, Andy.
Is it?
What's the scores, anyway?
Oh, we don't need to bother ourselves with that.
I think I'm like 500-0 up.
Yeah, the score of the week. We need him dancing around the table naked or something.
Totally agree. And we used to do this. Whoever lost did used to have to go trousers down around the studio. We've been a bit lax on that, actually, Andy.
I have been watching your Instagram, so...
Okay, then what are we going to go for?
I think I'm going to go for Scott today, though. Oh,
yes, mate!
Go on, Andy.
I was not expecting that.
He loves it, Scott.
I'm excited to play this. Lady Gaga.
The internet is full of weird and wonderful stuff.
I like the bikes.
Almost too much of it.
Radio 1's Clickopedia.
One! If you've ever ended up down an internet black hole of cats playing nose flutes while standing up using the toilet and speaking ancient and long-lost languages, then this is the podcast for you.
I promise I'll get it, all right?
I'm Matt Edmondson, and along with some fellow internet explorers...
How big is a blowhole? Is another great question.
We're delving into the hidden depths of the web.
After an hour, you're like, wow, I'm still scrolling.
Yeah.
Clickopedia.
Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
I totally forgot I had a sax in it.
It had everything in it.
Literally throw everything at it.
There was everything. I think it was pan pipes at one point.
Yes.
Yes, Gaga.
Yes. Good choice, though, Scott. Have you played every Lady Gaga song yet? I don't think you've chosen Alejandro on Bangers, have
no.
you?
No. I actually heard that recently. It's not the best now.
Is it not?
That is still bang, though. That is a banger. Do you remember those people that used to follow Lady Gaga around and just go, yes, at her?
Yeah.
Weird times.
Yeah, but the thing is, right, that's where this whole yes thing really came about, because that went viral and the people that followed Lady Gaga around. But we said this at the time, you've been doing this yes for years.
Gaga, yes!
Yeah, I have. I'll never get any of the credit. As normal.
Always the bridesmaid.
Always.
Scott Mills.
Can I ask, what was that that you sent me to my phone earlier?
Oh, this has been so much fun this morning.
So embarrassing. I was in the shop that runs with Wesco's.
Great. And I'd love to know where everyone is that I sent this to. So I sent this to members of the Radio 1 office. What it is a video that I send it to you and then say, wow, I can't believe this headline or can't believe what they said here. You click on it.
Yeah.
And it immediately goes the very loud noises of foxes.
Yeah.
Screaming. So what was great is I got my mate Phil earlier and he was in the toilet and said that he was in the cubicle. So everyone around him would have just heard very loud and it echoes in the toilet.
Right. So it was a headline about Mourinho. So I thought, oh, I'll click on that. Then this in the middle of the supermarket happens really loudly on my phone. What is going on? What's he doing?
It's great. I've sent it to everyone. I sent it to people in the office here, and I'm led to believe I wasn't here at the time that the two people that I sent it to, it fell for it. It's great. I reckon there'll be loads of people listening that do this in WhatsApp groups and send them around.
Yeah. This is what it would have sounded like in your mate's toilet. Really echoey. So, yeah, thanks for that.
Scott Mills.
Okay, it's time for Superfan Steve. There is no such person. It's just an alter ego of Chris's, which is a really kind of awkward caller to Radio 1. And we tell whatever pop star is coming in that Steve is a massive fan of their work. We say that like they're his biggest fan.
Yeah, ever. Exactly.
So Chris is actually in the studio next door doing this, and we film him, and we also film the reaction of the pop star. Also, if you want more of this David Guetta chat that you're about to hear, loads more extra stuff on the Scott Mills Daily podcast. Get it from the BBC Sounds app, which is free. Everything to do with Radio 1, anything to listen to do with Radio 1 is on the BBC Sounds app, so get that.
But what's great is during this super fan quiz, you've got all the questions in front of you, but I've also got all the questions and answers in front of me.
Yeah.
That's how I sound so knowledgeable in this. I'm not actually a super fan.
No, and we don't tell the pop star involved that it's actually Chris.
Yeah.
Well, normally we do it at the end. Sometimes we don't tell them at all and they just go off thinking they just spoke to a weird fan. Anyway, first of all, I have a chat with David. We recorded this yesterday. Good afternoon, David Guetta.
How are you, man?
I'm good. And I should say Merry Christmas, really.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
It's almost here.
Almost.
What is a David Guetta Christmas like? What happens?
Well, actually, it's the most traditional. That's probably the only time of the year. So I love it, actually.
Will you be at home?
Yes, I'd be at home in Paris, where I'm from. And just with the entire family, very, very traditional. Nothing rock and roll, okay. no hard clubbing, nothing.
Well, it makes a change not to be in the club, doesn't it?
But I tell you, that's the thing, you know. My biggest fantasy is sometimes just to watch TV and eat pizza, you know.
And what will you be watching on TV in Paris with the family?
Well, actually, I don't know because I never watch TV. But the idea of sometimes a little more of a routine, you know what I mean? Like a normal life. What's boring to other people might be exciting for me. That's what I mean.
And will you cook?
No, I don't cook.
No. Who does that?
I order.
On Christmas Day?
Oh, no, on Christmas Day, of course. My dad is going to cook.
Okay, awesome. This is real insider knowledge. I'm really enjoying it. Do you even have a television?
Actually, I have it, but not in my bedroom. I have a television because I have kids.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate weapon.
Yeah.
When you want to be a little bit, have a quiet time. TV is magic.
Yeah. You've had an incredible year once again. A lot of collabs on the album Seven. We've had Anne-Marie, who is my favourite pop star right now.
I love her so much.
So do I. I love her energy. And when I spoke to her about working with you, she literally could not believe that it ever happened because she grew up listening to your music and she was like, I've always wanted to be on a David Guetta track.
Oh, wow. She never said this to me.
Yeah, she was just playing it cool. She was like, she said that to me, like she's always wanted to
That's
work with
crazy.
You.
That's crazy. Well, you know, like we did a couple of shows together and it was really, really amazing to get to know her better. Mm. And she's such a beautiful person. Like I was literally falling in love because her personality is so amazing.
Yeah. And then Flames with Sia, she's a laugh.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, just so much fun. You do work with actually quite fun people generally, don't you?
Well, they're the best.
Yeah, well, they are the best, yeah. Out of all your collaborations over like the whole length of time, who do you keep in touch with?
Well, probably Sia. We have this, we keep making records
you
together, you know. And then I'm very good friend with Will.i.am.
Yeah.
And I mean, we had quite a big record together. We got I Got a Feeling, which was
that's quite big, yeah.
and we stayed very very good friends. And sometimes I speak to Akon also. Like I have a few friends in the business. Yeah.
Is there a track that's a standout favorite track of yours?
I think my best record ever is Titanium.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's my best one. The biggest one is I Got a Feeling, and I really love it too. Those two records are kind of timeless. I like the idea of making timeless music, and sometimes in the moment I'm doing this side project called Jack Back, and it's just some groove, and it's just the sound of right now, you know. It's just for DJs, and it's the opposite of what I'm doing with David Guetta. But with David Guetta, I'm trying to make like songs that are gonna stay, you know. And I love this. I think this is amazing to think that, you know, I can play Titanium today, and it feels like perfect for the time.
I played it at a Christmas party the other night, and it still goes off. I mean, it's like it was. Like
yeah, that's the
new
weapon, man. It's a weapon.
So you've also worked with Jason Derulo and Willie William and G-Eazy and Charlie XCX. So I think you do deserve a bit of a break for Christmas, David, but I know it won't be for very long. Probably in 2 days.
Well, you know, I'm really focusing on this new record that I love so much, the Say My Name.
Yes.
I think
J Balvin.
Yeah, I think it's really amazing. The only bad news is that Radio 1 is not playing it yet, but I know you will.
We're about to right
because
now.
You're about to do it right now, right?
It's happening now, David. Let's press play on it. Say My Name, David Guetta, Bebe Rexha, J Balvin. I've never actually met Bebe Rexha.
She's dope.
Is she?
She's so talented. So, you know how we met? I'm going to tell you this story. It's so crazy.
Okay.
So, I was we do what we call writing camps, and so we.
Oh, do you do those? Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've learned that from working with Rihanna because I didn't know that concept before, and so I was working for her as a producer, and then I saw how she was doing it. I was like, "This is genius!" So I started to do the same.
So we should explain to people that don't know, they do have these writing camps where a lot of very talented people will go off to, I don't know, like let's say a villa in Thailand and just write music.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So you have you have like five different rooms with five different writers, and
would you just go into each room like speed dating?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's exactly
that is fascinating. Because I've always wondered how they work.
Yeah, that's how it is. So,
but I'm quite surprised that someone as big as you will still go to those, if you know what I mean.
No, of course. But you actually have to be quite big to be able to do this because, you know, like it's like an expensive process, you know, to bring all those people together. But it's sometimes magic. So anyway, I'm doing a writing camp. And in one of the studios, there's a writer that I don't know. And it's Bebe Rexha.
Oh.
At the time, she's not an artist yet.
Right.
So I'm working on different record, and I'm working on Hey Mama with Nicki Minaj. And then I hear, in the other room, I hear an amazing voice. And I go to the room, and I say, wow, your voice is crazy. Can you do me a favor? Because I'm kind of stuck with that record, that I'm doing with Nicki Minaj because I have a problem with the chorus. And could you help me on this really quick? And she wrote
I'm a bit
that
stuck on the chorus. Can you help me, Bebe Rexha?
She wrote that chorus in 10 minutes.
Wow,
it was insane. So
she's helped you out, yeah?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then after that, I've really watched her, you know, evolved from just a simple songwriter that is like you know, unknown in the studio working every day, you know, like a little more of a nerdy person to a superstar. And it's really like, I respect that, you know, and how hard she's working. So, yes, she's amazing. And then J Balvin, you know, is like the biggest Latin star right now.
Yeah.
And so to bring all those different cultures together, because I come from electronic, you know, is Latino, and she's that typical American pop star. So I think that the result is pretty incredible.
I've got to say, David, I've been in a room with you for 10 minutes now. You're looking fantastic.
Really?
You look great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have you done what they call in the dance world a Calvin Harris?
What is that? That's funny.
You know, like suddenly Calvin Harris is like, whoa, he doesn't even look like him now. But you look the same, because I've met you before. We met you in Paris at the Euros when you were playing there.
But I think it's... What is the Calvin Harris?
Well, you know when it's
changed of style.
Suddenly just got really hot.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, it's
a compliment, Dave.
No, but I'm happy. Yeah. I have girls telling me that I look better now than when I was younger, which is cool.
Yay. Well, it's working for you, whatever you're doing. Now, every time we have a huge guest in here, we ask people to get in touch with us who are massive, massive fans. So we've done this with some people you've worked with Charlie XCX, with Anne-Marie only recently. And it's basically superstar versus superfan. We have scoured the UK for someone that knows a lot about David Guetta. We're going to ask some questions to you and to that person. It's whoever gets there first. So it's a person that's such a fan of you, they might know more about you than you.
That's possible. That's possible.
We have scoured the UK for someone that knows a lot about David Guetta. We're going to ask some questions to you and to that person. It's whoever gets there first.
Hey, that's a really cool concept.
It's going to be questions about you, so it should be pretty easy for you.
And what is the idea is that who's going to answer first?
Yeah.
So I have a terrible memory even about myself, so they might know more than me.
Well, let's see how it goes. Hello, who's there?
Bonjour, je m'appelle Steve.
Bonjour, Steve. Ça va bien?
Okay, on ça.
Okay, I don't know what that was.
Okay, Steve, you like, haven't done French for a while, no?
No.
Okay. All right, well, anyway, you're through to David. I know you're a big fan, aren't you?
Yeah. Hello, bonjour, David.
Yep.
Hey, okay. Man.
So, we're going to do superstar versus superfan. You claim to know a lot about David Guetta when we spoke to you before.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, I've got some questions.
There's a little bit of a delay. Is it a technical issue or are you high?
Oui. No, not.
Okay, well, let's crack on.
That game's going to be fun,
let's
man.
Let's crack on, okay. So, the idea is, if you know the answer first, David, just shout David and then the answer, okay? Steve, if you know the answer before David, you shout out your name. So, let's have a practice.
Steve.
Go. Pardon?
Dave.
Yep, so that's it. All right, so let's play Superstar versus Superfan with David Guetta against Superfan Steve. What was the name of the club David was manager of?
Steve.
Go.
Le Palace.
That's true.
Nightclub.
Where was that?
That's very true, in Paris.
Ah, okay, cool. Congratulations, Steve, you got the first one, okay. What was the name of David's debut album?
Steve.
Wow, it's too fast for me.
Okay, go.
Steve, Just a Little More Love.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. I hope you get some of these at some point, David.
This dude's good.
Anyway. What year was David the music ambassador for the UEFA Euros?
Steve.
Oh, my God.
Yes?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Steve, 2016.
Yes.
Yes,
it's true.
How come you know so much, Steve?
I'm just a fan.
Okay, next question. What is David's real first name?
David.
Steve.
Oh, I got there!
I got one question. I know my name.
Yes?
Pierre.
It's correct. You know your name.
He wasn't first, Scott.
Pardon?
He wasn't first.
What do you mean?
I was first.
You weren't first. He definitely said David before you.
I said Steve first.
You didn't say Steve first. What was the name of the collaboration he made with French rapper Sidney Dutté?
Steve.
Oh, no, David. Oh, come on. Oh, you cannot know this one.
He did get there first, David. Okay, go on.
Steve.
Yep.
Nation Rap.
Oh my God. No, come on. I don't believe you.
What do you mean?
He knows everything. No, but literally, really, like, no one knows this. Steve is a beast.
Steve the beast. All right, Steve. Well, good to speak to you. Thank you very much.
Man.
Au revoir.
I appreciate you, man. Really, like, for you to know all of this, it's incredible. I was impressed.
J'adore you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I hope to meet you one day.
You will. Steve.
All right, then. Thank you, Steve. Bye. Oh, I was sweating on that one. I don't like...
You will.
You will meet me. We never told him that you weren't a thing.
No.
He doesn't know. He still doesn't know.
Scott Mills.
Last week, we were discussing on the show that Chris has never won anything in his adult life. Nothing.
Nothing.
But there are people that just win everything. Right, Lauren?
Absolutely. My sister Karina has got a stash of certificates for things that shouldn't be awarded.
Right, okay. So have you found these recently or something?
I found them in her record of achievement folders. Remember those?
Oh,
yeah.
What a swat. Ho. Ho. Okay. What's she got that you don't think she deserves?
She got an award for walking to school.
What?
Which... She got an award for building a wall, right. Apparently.
Gonna build a wall.
Yeah. She got one for watching the eclipse, which she didn't actually see because it was cloudy.
That's just walking and looking at things.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently the eclipse one was handed out by the shop that runs the straight road.
Yeah, some people need certificates for everything, especially
it
when you're growing
ridiculous.
Up.
It is ridiculous.
For everything. She got one for graduating from pencil to pen.
Yeah, I can relate.
Scott Mills.
It's a show tradition, so tomorrow we're going to call the Dial a Carol service in America. You call them up and they'll sing you any Christmas song. Tomorrow from 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the top end.
Oh, it's nearly Christmas, and that means a special festive tap end. Well, they have been for about the last 2 weeks.
You wanted another festive one?
Well, I like to eke out the Christmas specials if I can.
But the problem is most, like Gavin and Stacey, it's just one Christmas special.
Yeah.
You've demanded I do about four.
OK, so let's enjoy this Christmas Eve, 24 years at the tap end. Whatever you're doing, whether you're driving around, maybe doing some last-minute Christmas shopping, maybe you're at home with the family, sit back, relax, and gather round the radio like they did in the 50s.
I'm going to take you to the 21st year at the tap end if you're keen.
I am off of Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, good. I too have thought of a Christmas one. Good Keen Wenceslas I shall be today. Right, good Keen.
I am ready.
And I'm ready.
Ready.
T'was the last tap end before Christmas, and all over the house, not a creature was stirring, except for the massive rat that had been causing a nuisance in and around our kitchen since we had moved in.
Where's the rat?
So we had a massive rat at uni.
Oh.
It was our student house. And like a lot of the student houses, everyone was suffering with rats and slugs. I'd been on to our lettings agent for a while now, but since I started complaining about the problem, he was no longer available. For various excuses. Ironically, he was proving more difficult to get hold of than the rat. Do you know what I mean? It was bad enough having to deal with the rat, let alone having to get hold of the bloke to get hold of the rat.
You're the kind of person that never gets their deposit back.
What do you mean?
So was I, it's fine.
But spirits were not going to be dampened. It was a week before Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. I was in my third year of uni, and today was one of the last days I'd spend with my uni housemates before everyone went their separate ways for Christmas. A bit last minute, our house had decided to do a Christmas dinner, and the girls organising also insisted that everyone got dressed up smart for the occasion. So I rummaged around my floor for my suit, and doing my best to iron out the creases with my hands, I went to smart mode. You know, I had that one suit, which was for everything.
You did?
Yeah, well, okay, I wasn't going to go into it, but you did rob my suit at one point and it's never been returned.
You left it at my house, just the jacket.
I can't find it now.
Well, you've given it to charity, haven't you?
That's
what's become very clear.
Possibly, yes.
It was weird seeing all my housemates, who I was used to seeing in their natural state, all dressed up and looking quite hot.
In the whole time at uni, I don't think as a house we had ever really all just sat around and had a meal. So it was a really nice thing to do.
Or dressed up.
Yeah, it was kind of awkward. You know where you're used to seeing the same people every day?
Yeah, you just live in your hoodie, don't you?
Yeah. And then this one, we're all in suits and the girls all sort of wore dresses and I don't know, you suddenly had a whole new respect for them. Because you sort of see them in a good... Do you know what I mean?
Like making it worse.
You're seeing them in a really good way. But you know what a con it is because you know what they're like when you see them. Like nothing against them, of course. I just mean like
a con.
Well, you know what I mean. It's they. You know, we each did a little speech, which was a little emotional, and we played a few games. Everything was great until a game of snog, marry, avoid happened, and people got a little bit honest. The problem is with these kind of games that, although fun, if you're honest, people don't really like it.
Oh, no, what did you say?
Well, it's like we were doing snog, marry, avoid, but between our housemates. We had quite a big house. It was 8 or 9 of us. Now, if you answer that honestly, you're going to have to say you're going to avoid someone or throw someone off a cliff or whatever it is that the sort of negative option is. And unfortunately, that's got to be someone.
Well, you have to choose someone, don't you?
Mm.
So someone's always going to be upset.
And she was. She was not happy at all. But as I explained to her, it's just a game. And it's like the one that I said for marry, it's not that I actually want to marry her. It's just that was the only... I had to pick from 9 people.
Yeah, you're faced with making a very quick decision.
Mm. My housemate was being unreasonable, in my opinion. She was in a mood with me. But like whenever this happened, a couple of hours of grovelling and she was back on side. It was important that she was today, as a load of my mates were coming from home for a night out in Southampton. Most of them had already broken up from uni and had been saying for a while that they wanted to visit, so tonight was the night. For me, it was a bit of a case of worlds colliding. Dossa, Chango, The Beast, Jono, Webbo, Hinton and Kentana were in attendance for this one. And as always, before the night begins, they were very pleasant. I did, however, worry that this would change throughout the night.
It always does with your mates, doesn't it?
They're very pleasant to meet at the start.
Mm.
It's just as the night goes on that things go wrong, really. After a couple of drinks at my house, everyone headed out into town, making their way along Portswood High Street. My mates had established exactly who was single and had already isolated their targets for the evening.
I like it. It's always with military precision.
I felt a bit like a shepherd, and spent a lot of my evening watching my flock by night. I'm trying to make this as Christmas as I can.
No, I see what you're doing. Carry on. Yeah.
Like fourth festive one I've had to do.
It's going well.
Sir Dossa was impressing everyone in the pub with his token rap. He's got one rap, which he has always rolled out since we were 17. It's quite good, but it's only ever the same one. He will say he's a rapper. Sir Dossa will go... when people say, what do you do? He'll say, I'm Sir Dossa, I'm a rapper from Northwood.
Mm.
And then people say, naturally, it's a bit like when you're a comedian, someone will go, tell a joke.
Yeah.
So he's got this stock rap that he does.
How does it go? It's not bish, bash, bosh.
No, it's not, no. It goes like, www.thismc... I've got to be careful with censorship here, but something a lot. And something about a woolly jumper. As well, I wish I could have him here to show. Maybe at some point I'll get him in and he can perform it. But he does this same thing to impress people. Cantona was also being his normal blunt self. He's the one guy in our group that isn't afraid of talking to girls. He will happily walk straight up to one, but 9 times out of 10 it doesn't go well. However, he plays a statistics game, and I respect him for it. He's a confident guy. I think it comes with being French.
Is he French?
He is, yeah.
Oh.
He is French, that's why we call him Cantona.
Oh, I see, right.
There was a bright light in the sky that night, and we all followed it. It led to jesters. My mates loved this place. They had decorated it all Christmassy. There was even Santa in the beer garden, giving presents to everyone. The night was ramo, and it was so nice seeing all my mates getting on well with my housemates, although Cantona was taking perhaps too much of an interest in one of my housemates' girlfriends. Which is never good, you know, but he just...
Plows on through, doesn't he?
French. But he's just got this certain je ne sais quoi about him.
More buff.
Which gives him this confidence that maybe...
Straight up to them.
I don't have.
Right.
That night, everyone danced and sung. And the last hour of that night, everyone piled onto the dance floor, arms around each other, singing Christmas songs. As the final part of the Pogues' Fairy Tale of New York faded away, we begun to leave the club into the night. It had become apparent on leaving the club that my mate the Beast hadn't been seen for a while now. He wasn't answering his phone, and no one could remember him dancing at the end. He knew he had to meet us back at my house, so I trusted that he would be okay. We didn't actually see the Beast again that night. It was only at breakfast the next day that we established what happened. The Beast was kicked out of Jester's after venturing into the ladies' toilets, apparently searching for his lost phone.
Why would it have been in the ladies?
I don't know. We never really followed that up.
Right.
On leaving the club, his natural instincts was to head for shelter back at the house. Going the wrong way down the Portswood Road, he ended up in the town centre. Not remembering where the house was, he moved from hotel to hotel, trying to get a room. Every time he would be told there was no room in the inn, no one would take him in. It was Christmas, so everywhere was busy. Just when it looked like no one would take him in, he came across a small Staples down near the docks.
I know that one.
Taking shelter amongst a pile of boxes for warmth, he lay there, under the stars, in a Staples in Southampton.
Is that near Toys R Us?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Back at the house, everyone else had returned from their night, stopping on the way for various late-night food. It was Christmas, so I went for a foot-long meatball with quadruple cheese. And I looked around. Cantona and Chaz were asleep on the sofa. Dosser was lying on the living room floor with a 6-inch still in his hand. Jono was being sick. It'd been a great year, and these were the times that I would always look back on and cherish. I was proud of these boys, and I realised there and then, just as I dozed off, that this was it. It was nearly Christmas. And on that night, in a Staples car park in Southampton, Chango, the Beast, lay there, resting his sweet head. Merry Christmas, everyone.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
The tap end.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.